This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Another one thing I'm going to tell you about the Ramadan, this Ramadan is, as we're going through the day of Ramadan, okay, as we're going through the day of Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal has made it easy for us. It's very easy for us today, subhanallah al-azim. You know, people could have had an excuse yesterday, but people have no excuse today of not being able to understand the religion. Do you know how many places there are, genuine places there are, in terms of books, in terms of CDs, in terms of, you know, proper courses, in terms of the internet is full of bad and good, so you need to know which places to go. So please ask your local imam and so on to go to a place, you know, to go and listen to someone or to find something that you can connect with. But do you know how many places there are where you can actually find the resources of all the things you need to learn your religion? There's no excuse. And one of the things I want you to connect up with is the Quran has been given to us by Allah Azza wa Jal as a letter. This whole Quran is a letter. It's one big letter. It is something that Allah has given to us to say, okay, I'm going to send you this letter. I want you to read it. And I want you to know what I'm telling you. And I want you to then act upon what I've told you to do. So imagine that the letter came to me from Allah Azza wa Jal. This Quran has been around all our lives. Most of you sitting here, you're either in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, or 60s. Have I in my life read the letter that Allah sent me at least once? Like, this is a big letter. Okay, it's going to take you probably, you know, if you really want to read it fast, you can read it in a month. But if not, it'll take you a few months to read. It doesn't matter. You can read it slowly. But tell me this, if a whole life goes by and I never ever read the letter that Allah Azza wa Jal sent me, then what am I going to say to Allah on the Day of Judgment when He says to me that I sent you a book, I sent you a letter? Did you even read what I sent to you? It's a big shame, it's a big embarrassment. And I want to tell you the one thing we need to do. You don't have to get this covered in Ramadan. This could be done in 2 or 3 Ramadans. This could be done throughout the year. But what you do is, you read a bit of the Quran in terms of English or any language you understand, whether it's through the internet or whether it's with the actual book. Actual book is better. If you can get an actual book with the tafsir, is better. And people ask me, well, which one should we choose? Well, you can start with Abdullah Yusuf Ali's Quran that's got tafsir at the bottom. You can start with that one, the one that the Saudis have printed, which is available in most masjids. You can start off with that one and read his commentary. I think they've revised it because the earlier ones had some mistakes, but they've revised it. So you can start with that one. Read one with commentary. Read it and try and understand it. But read it with the commentary, with Abdullah Yusuf Ali's commentary at the bottom. If you want to read one in Urdu, you've got Tafsir Uthmani by Allama Shabbir Uthmani. The same one is available in English in 3 volumes. It's called the Noble Quran. So read it, because it's got the translation, then it's got the tafsir as well. Together, you'll have a full understanding of what Allah is trying to say to me. At least do that much. If you want to read something a bit more heavy, then read Tafsir ibn Kathir. It's available in most languages, Tafsir ibn Kathir. But it's in 8 volumes or something, or at least 5 big volumes. So it's going to be quite a bit for you to do. But if you want to go for that, go for that. If you want to do something, no one's going to stop you from doing it. We fill our entire day by reading stuff on the internet, by reading messages, WhatsApp messages, and God knows what we've got coming through. And we read, we keep on reading those few clips here, bites here, watch videos. But once in a lifetime, we can't read the message of Allah Azza wa Jal, what He's trying to tell me. Once, just once in a lifetime. It's a huge embarrassment if I come to the Day of Judgment and I haven't even read it once. In my whole life, I never read it once. And if you read it, subhanAllah, do you know that the people who've actually read the Qur'an, beginning to end, their minds have changed. I know people who've told me that I'm not the same after I've read it. I'm not the same. So I want you to have that experience, inshallah.